Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
G'day.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Oh yeah.
Still 2020.
Oh yes.
Is it? It's hard to know.
I know, it's hard to know.
Yesterday my flatmate was like, how is it not Christmas time? Why does it feel like the end of the year? What is going on?
It kind of feels like it should be Christmas time and also February.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just what?
What a weird liminal space we're living in.
Aye, very true. Oof. What have you brought us today, though? Some great new tracks.
Speaking of liminal spaces, the first track I've brought for you today is by a band called The Exploding Flowers.
Nice.
And Exploding Flowers originally were to release this album in August on Burger Records. And if you've been paying attention to
the internet,
social media or the internet, you will know that Burger Records have had a pretty swift but long in the making fall from grace for pretty shitty behind the scenes behaviour. Exploding Flowers as a band and adjacent bands have Rainbow Community and BIPOC members who are just like, this is not the one.
We do not want to be involved in this.
We are taking this album back. We're not going to sit on it because we're super proud of what we've made.
Totally.
So we're just going to smang it out now. It's available on Bandcamp ahead of release date. And it's all just beautiful.
Mm.
I don't know if I want to be glib and say that kind of music was the winner on the day, because we still have a lot of work to do in that community fix all that pain and nonsense. But the band's album is a lovely reminder of why we're all doing this anyway. They are big music fans themselves. They are obviously incredible big star fans. You can hear the Chiltern vibes very much in their songwriting.
They can only be a good thing, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They also say they love New Zealand jangle pop, which goes with another band I'm going to play for you today, and LA's Paisley Underground type of vibe, which you will hear all in this track. This is currently on playlist. Want to let the listeners know what they're listening to?
This is I Need Your Devotion by Exploding Flowers.
Hear that, big star.
Thank you.
This is pretty nice, Sarah.
It's lovely, and the whole album is that lovely. The album is called Stumbling Blocks, and it is available on their Bandcamp, which is just Exploding Flowers as one word, .bandcamp.com. These are a Los Angeles-based quartet, Sharif, Happy, Mark, and Josh.
Oh, nice names.
We'll probably be playing a little bit more off that album because it's too good not to.
It makes me kind of excited for spring a little bit. It's got that kind of nice change in the air sort of feeling.
It's about time we looked for some optimism and uplift in our music.
Hard out. What is the next track you have brought us?
The next track I brought you is by Botswana-born, Auckland-based Fodizo Dintwe. And you may recognise their talents on tracks that we have been playing on BFM, guest features on tracks by Masbo Q and Jess B.
Very cool.
But this is the first single from a forthcoming EP called Act One. The EP is going to be out on the 14th of August. This is called Running Lines, and it's got, I'm a sucker for drum and ominous piano-based hip-hop. So this got me.
That very specific genre, drum and ominous piano.
Well, the Razor Beezer track we have on playlist at the moment is literally called A Piano Song. I was like, oops, saw me coming. Anyway, this is Fodizo's Running Lines.
I believe it's actually Podizo.
Ah, thank you. There I stand go. Corrected.
Yo, praises to your highness, Queen Mother, that's Mama, Africa, haven't ya heard the news? We are magical, imagine that, spread the truth, learn the cues, know your plot, play what's hot, lift the views, light it up, solar power, sun kiss, tongue dip, in a golden bowl of molten silver, never to be broken. Coast to coast, catch me going boat to boat. I learned to float, same time that I learned to breathe. Otherwise I would have drowned in the sorrows of the older bros. They were colder those days. No lows, only eyes when we come to vibe. Shaka boy never come to snipe. Brother, look you in your eye when I use the knife. I ain't used to hype, but I'm used to life. It's cut through like how I lost the body to a 40 cop. They mistook me for another guy. One tear streamed down in a salty drop. I wiped away, true for another lie. Seeking maximum candidness, fabulous. If you remain in his image, then killing us must be blasphemous. Scandalous, can you handle us? This black joy with a candle on, burning night, earning mind, channel on to the crew when I finally put the angle on. Melanin, melanin, the melodies are medicine, the rhythm is pure life, pure life. Drum be yelling, secure five. Go to the very least, the very pleased to score the bases, but my neck can catch oceans. Brokenness, knowing well that a heavy beast runs in my Achilles heel, but it's cool, I eat a steak. What do you mean? Wash it down with some ginger tea. Call it fate, call it trust. It is heavenly. That's the fight. Best believe I won't be counter sheep. I just shed the weight. Sheer force, you can't relate. That's fine, it's a different world. No hate for me living in a worse tomorrow. No way to try to enact a die back. Within the fam, like the Cody trees, it's only three who fight back. What the hell is that? Trauma. Plain and simple, I play nimble just to catch these curveballs. Running lines for those who get the code. Dozen signs just for your iris, I risk it all, and the love is timeless. Praises to your highness, Queen Mother, that's Mama, Africa. Haven't ya heard the news? We are magical, imagine that. Spread the truth, learn the cues, know your plot, play what's hot, live the views, light it up, solar power, sun kiss, tongue dip in a golden bowl of molten silver, never to be broken.
Man, the team day mad, see. Person only tried detox by turning off social media, but even if you succeed, turn off all the sources of all the horrific news we're passing to hear since. Enough it really switch off our memories.
Podizo, and that has already made its way to number 7 in the top 10.
Nice.
Snaps for that.
And thank you for correcting the pronunciation on that. It is important. I just want to let the BFM listeners know that Rachel maintains a beautiful infographic on the wall of Studio One, which is band names that you may trip over as a DJ and then spelling them out phonetically.
I've got a lot of shit for this list from Amelia because I made it on Word. It's just like, why? This is the worst program.
I don't know. Amelia has wonderful Photoshop abilities, so she gives everybody shit if they use. I use
just fair.
I use Pages. Anyway, it's not about our lack of desktop publishing skills. So that was Proteso, and isn't that wonderful? So the first single from a forthcoming EP, watch out for that, mid-August.
Going to be very cool. What's the last track you've brought us this morning?
The last track I've brought you is a little bit silly, but it is on the playlist because, again, as I mentioned, I think it's about time we could all use some silly. It's from a Toronto band called Tough Age. They have been on the BFM playlist before. But this song has a particular New Zealand connection. It's called Penny Current Suppression Ring, which is not a New Zealand band. It's a much-loved, very important Melbourneian band, Eddie Current Suppression Ring. Basically, the three members of Tough Age, one of the vocalists is obsessed with Antipodean bands.
Cool.
He really, really wants the band to be signed to Flying Nun and loves, like, classic Melbourne DIY band aesthetic as well.
Very cool.
So Penny, who is the other vocalist in Tough Age, wrote a song off their forthcoming album. This is the one of the three singles that are out. It's called Which Way Am I? It's due out on the 7th of August. But Penny wrote this as a kind of like, I love you, but bro, you're a bit obsessed. And the lyrics are up on their Bandcamp page. It's tough-age.bandcamp.com. They're a little bit muddy in the mix, but see if you can listen to what they are, because she's definitely giving her friend shit about how much he loves Australian and New Zealand bands.
We love to hear it. Let's hit it. So I want to get signed to Flying Nun.
Uh-huh. I've never been to New Zealand, but if you sign me, I'll go every week.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't think you
Not
can
this
at
climate.
The moment.
Jeez, I tough
may,
age.
I may have forwarded that on to the A&R rep for Flying Nun, and they found it very funny.
So there you go, Tough Age.
The rest of the singles that are out thus far are wonderful, and they definitely owe a debt of gratitude to the holy 80s, 90s Flying Nun Trinity of the bands, The Chills and Look Blue, Go Purple.
Got to say, though, that song's a banger in its own right.
Totally. So. The album is great.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for that, Sarah.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
Well, we'll actually see Sarah.